You wanted to toss and received yesterday. I will receive today. It's an NFL version six-pack of questions. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, guys. Week one is behind us. What is your biggest overreaction to week one?
You know, it's funny because my overreaction, and I realized I got to tap the brakes, was, oh, my God, Minnesota might actually not suck. But they did play the Giants. So I guess my overreaction is that the Giants will go 0-17 this year. They look dreadful and lost to the team that I picked to have the first overall pick in the draft, which speaks more about, I think, Minnesota than it does, or more about the Giants than it does Minnesota. So overreaction, the G-men go 0-17 this year.
I like it, Doug.
My overreaction is that San Francisco is even better than they were last year. No Christian McCaffrey. Hey, man, no problem. It's all right. We got Jordan Mason. He ran for 147 yards and a touchdown. Brock Purdy did his job like he always does. That defense shut down Aaron Rodgers. And I mean, come on. Who wouldn't think that? Yeah, I don't know if they're better, but it's an overreaction.
Eh, not as good as Doug's.
Oh.
Here's mine, guys. Aaron Rodgers quits midway through the season. That's it. I mean, he's done at some point. He says, F this. I'm walking off the field in my old orthopedic shoes. I can't take this anymore. My receivers suck. The defense isn't as good as what it used to be. I'm out of here.
I got retreats to get to.
Yes, exactly. I got a trip to Egypt. I'm out.
All right. I like it.
All right. The Steelers are sticking with Justin Fields to start for week two against the Broncos. We won't get that matchup of the revenge game for Wilson, unfortunately. But barring injury, do you think Wilson will ever get a starting job back in Pittsburgh?
Nope, I don't. I think Justin Fields is, I've always liked Justin Fields. I think he's good. I think he's got a ton of talent. And now he's in an environment with a coach and a culture that can help get the most out of him while he's in Pittsburgh instead of in Chicago. So I think that he's poised to kind of like Baker Mayfield, resurrect his career. I like Justin Fields.
Dude, eyes on your own paper. I said almost the exact same thing. I will add this,
yeah, but
though.
I said it better.
You did, because you got to say it. Justin Fields is a very, very talented player that I would love to see him be wasted, that Chicago wasted him and completely blew it and made the wrong call. And as far as Russell Wilson, I believe big time in quarterback personalities being a big part of their leadership, which is, if you watch, it started to get weird in Seattle. It was really weird in Denver. And then last week, Wilson was scratched, but in full uniform. Like, what was that? That was odd. I don't know players that are inactive in full uniform. It's just, there's always something weird with him.
Yeah, I think, like, I always wonder about Wilson. Like, how could he have gotten this bad so fast? What happened? But maybe it's just his personality has gotten weirder, and it's affected his football play. I agree. Make it 3-for-3, guys. I don't think Wilson gets his job back. The edge he would have had would have been throwing the ball, but I'm not so sure that's an edge anymore. And Justin Fields definitely has the edge in running the ball, and I think the fact that they like the fact that he can make plays out of nothing if they need it, and they didn't score a touchdown last week, but he kept a lot of drives alive to get him in field goal range.
And Wilson wasn't bad last year.
No, he wasn't, but it's
statistically, he was actually pretty good.
Something, there's a disconnect there between the disconnect, coaches, yeah, and the players in a locker room, which that doesn't bode well if you're the quarterback.
It does not.
All right, the NFL and Bengals fans have become very concerned with Joe Burrow's surgically repaired wrist. They were actually even breaking down the way he was picking up a Gatorade bottle this past Sunday. He was seen flexing it multiple times during the game. He says it's fine. He's just doing that to keep it loose. Do you believe him? Is his wrist fine?
So, yeah, I think too much is being made of the Gatorade bottle because, you know, they have Gatorade Zero, which is like the light. There's also Gatorade Heavy as Hell, which is really hard to lift up. And that's what it was. It was just a very heavy bottle of Gatorade. It was Gatorade Heavy as Hell. Yeah, I'd be really concerned if I was a Cincinnati fan. And I wouldn't be surprised if this ends his season back-to-back years.
Oof. Wow.
Wow.
The question was, do I believe him? The answer is nope. I think he's hurting, man. And I think there's part of it is commendable that a guy who's making a ton of money wants to play for his team, wants to earn that money. You don't want to sit on the sidelines and everybody question your toughness and all that. He's tough, but he's probably coming back too soon. But, you know, if doctors tell him, no, you can go out there and play, you're not going to hurt it any worse. I mean, it is what it is. Then I guess you go ahead and do that. But I don't think this bodes well for Cincinnati at all.
Guys, make it 3-for-3 again. I don't believe them either. I know they had no T. Higgins, and Jamar Chase didn't have a preseason, so maybe that's a reason why the passing game wasn't that good, but in the deep ball. But I think this might be a lingering issue all year long. That's not. I understand keep it loose and things like that, but that's not a good sign, right? It's surgically repaired, and he hasn't really been that good the last couple of years because of injury. He might need to take some real time off.
Yeah, you know what I say? He's not going to win a Super Bowl.
All right, what 0-1 team will be just fine, and what 0-1 team is in big trouble?
I think Baltimore's fine. Okay, starting off the season against Kansas City and you lose on the road, there's no shame in that. I think once they get that thing humming along with Derrick Henry in the backfield, Lamar Jackson running at quarterback, and Lamar Jackson was dynamic again, I just think that Baltimore is going to be fine. I think the team that is in trouble, it's the Rams. Okay, losing on the road to the Lions, there's no shame in that. The problem is, though, that they lost two more offensive linemen and Puka Nacua to IR. So those guys are out for at least 4 weeks. And did you see Stafford in that game? How he was gimping around and how he was just banged up? This isn't going to get any easier for him. The next 4 weeks are going to be brutal for him. He's going to get banged up more. And not going to be surprised at all if he's going to have to miss some time, too.
He's young. I agree with you on Baltimore. 0-1 team. They still got Baltimore coming out of the AFC. Team I think is 0-1 is in trouble. I tried to find a team where it had expectations, not like saying Carolina, but a team that has expectations that I think is going to... You don't want to be 0-3, and Atlanta's going to be 0-3. Mm. They lose at home to Pittsburgh with their prize veteran quarterback throwing for 155 yards and two picks. Their next two games are at Philly, and then they host the Chiefs. Atlanta's going to be 0-3. They are in real trouble.
Yeah, the Ravens would be the easy answer, so I try to go somewhere different, and you know where I'm going with this, guys. It's the Colts. I know they're 0-1, and they lost to the Texans, but Anthony Richardson, before that game, he's only had 17 starts since high school. That's an incredibly low amount of starts for a guy who's supposed to be a franchise quarterback. My point is, he showed definitely some flashes of reason why they took him so high, because he can make so many plays out of nothing, and they barely lost that game. He has something coaches, you know, you can't really teach. That 68-yard throw that he had, I think he's going to have a 100-yard Hail Mary throw this year at some point. That's right, bold prediction. But on the other side, the 0-1 team that's in big trouble, it's the Bengals, guys. I believe Joe Burrow's wrist, it really is hurt. They lost Joe Mixon in the offseason. They lost Jesse Bates on the defensive side, Pro Bowl safety. No T. Higgins so far. I don't know how long the hamstring injury is going to linger. And Ja'Marr Chase is not happy. Bengals might not make the playoffs this year. All right, whose Achilles injury should be most concerning for the player itself, not necessarily the team? Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, or Christian McCaffrey?
Again, I go back to teams with expectations, and I think it's Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, that's a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, and so that, like, I don't think the Jets, I know a lot of people had high expectations for the Jets. I thought the Jets were going to stink, and I've seen nothing that led me to believe otherwise. Kirk Cousins, again, you know, that team, they don't have nearly the high expectations, so... what should be most concerning? It would be Christian McCaffrey's Achilles injury with the 49ers, given what he meant to that offense and what that team is hoping to accomplish this year.
Well, it's not CMC, because look what they did without him. But when you look at the other quarterbacks, it's Aaron Rodgers. His mobility is a big reason for his success throughout his career, and you hurt that Achilles, and it's not that he was fast. It was that he was able to use the mobility to maneuver through the pocket, buy himself more time, and then throw it downfield. It's just not there. And the situation with that team, when you had a great defense like they did last year, and you know that team was that close to being a playoff team with Zach Wilson at quarterback, a team that only threw 11 touchdown passes a year ago, and now you bring back the same defense and you're going to add this guy to it? It should be there, and it's not, because his Achilles is going to prevent him from being any good whatsoever.
You can make a compelling case for each of these guys, and that's why I put their names up there. And I'm going to make a case for the third guy. I'm going to make a case for the third guy, Kirk Cousins. I think the reason why is that division is weak. They should really have a chance to win the division. Unfortunately, I don't think Cousins is fully healthy. He's obviously older. Did you know that he didn't take a snap under center this past week? He's a quarterback who loves taking snaps under center. Did you know they didn't run one play action pass with Bijan Robinson? They're lining him up in the pistol and shotgun for a reason. They want this guy to get some extra time because he can't move. I think that's a big issue. We might see Michael Penix at some point because Kirk Cousins is not healthy.
That was the other thing I wanted to say about why I don't think it's Kirk Cousins, because Atlanta Falcon fans, they're probably dying to see Michael Penix anyway.
Sure, but in the end, he's still a rookie, and I know he's a 38-year-old rookie, but still, he's coming off injuries as well. All right, guys, final one. You know I like to have a little fun with the last one. You have to go on a 4-hour double date with either Brittany and Patrick Mahomes or Matthew and Kelly Stafford. Who are you choosing?
All right. I'm going to choose the Staffords. I am dying to see. There it is. I'm dying to see in person what his reaction is, the eye rolls and all that, when Kelly decides to become all Kelly during the four-hour meal and the conversations, right? When she starts to do the stuff that you know is going to be annoying as hell, I want to stare right at Matt and see what he does. And because I think it'd be fascinating and wildly entertaining. Plus, I don't find him anywhere near as annoying or as cocky as Patrick Mahomes. I'm not a big Patrick Mahomes guy. I actually like Matthew Stafford. And I think he'd be kind of fun to hang out with and talk about other stuff with while, you know, she's off doing her thing.
Yeah, I would also choose the Staffords because we got Detroit in common, and I'm sure he seems pretty salty talking about the Lions, but we could talk about the community. We could talk about Hank Winchester. I mean, we could talk about stuff that we know about. I
Hank
don't know.
For 4 hours.
I got nothing with the Mahomes family. I mean,
Hank is probably going to be there anyway. Yeah. I don't know.
That's true. listen here. I actually used to be a big fan of Mahomes, but I'm getting maybe Mahomes fatigue. And the voice, I don't know if I could... 4 hours of the voice, too.
4 hours is a lot.
The wife, I'm not a big fan of her. The Staffords, I'm not the biggest fan of Kelly. Matthew, I think he's actually... I've soured on him since he left. I feel like, you know, he's kind of... I've changed my view on him. I used to really like Stafford, but the way he's talked about the city and the fans since he left, as in like... You know, I get it. He's salty. You know, we had a new quarterback. We're loving that guy. In the end, I chose to go with the Staffords as well, guys. 3 for 3 again. I think Brittany Mahomes might be the most annoying out of the all four, so I'm just going to stay away from her because I saw this great tweet about a week ago. It's fantastic. Someone tweeted, I know Patrick Mahomes sits in his driveway before he goes into the house. And you know what? I'm going with the Staffords because of that. I agree.
I think Stafford would, you could say to Matt, hey, you want to go get a couple shots of tequila at the bar? And he's like, yep. There we go.
Wait, Hank's coming with us, right?
No, Hank will stay with Kelly.
And that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.